We started in Rwanda with the president of Rwanda really having this initiative. And we saw that there was a proof of concept that it worked, that when we started to build a platform and bring young people to connect with each other, but also to connect to opportunities for job creation. And we started to see more jobs created in that context. This, you know, started in 2012. It became, you know, an Africa initiative adopted also by the African Union. And we started to have countries sign up. Today we have over 20 countries that have launched Youth Connect initiatives in their countries because they see the value. It is helping to create jobs. And we're finding that this is also working because the talent is there, the interest is there, the drive is there, and the innovation is there because, you know, we're talking about a generation that is much more educated, much more connected, and have at their disposal digital technologies.
Now, we all understand that youth unemployment is the biggest problem facing the African continent. How is this summit going to help address the unemployment challenges? Or is it just going to be one of those talk shops with no action?
The reason why we have this Youth Connect and why young people always want to come, actually, we're always oversubscribed. Because the people who are coming together are people who are serious about contributing to solving this problem. The young people who are coming together, they're young people with ideas, and many of them are already doing things. They are not sitting idle and waiting for a job to be created for them. But they want support. They want support to ease some of the challenges that they are facing when they go back home, challenges of financing, challenges of regulatory environment, challenges of access, infrastructure, challenges of movement. So we're able to connect some of those challenges to solutions that could come from policy, but also we bring in private sector. Private sector needs to be part of it because governments alone cannot provide this enabling environment. Private sector needs to understand that youth are an asset, that, you know, they could make a huge contribution to the economy. And when that happens, private sector also gains. So it's a win-win. So we've got financial institutions as well who are brought in, because the more they hear from these young people and get some visibility on the dynamism that lies behind their visions, the more they can take these young people more seriously.
Talking about the African Continental Free Trade Area, what are the opportunities for the youth and how can these be translated into real benefit?
Yes, through Youth Connect, we're making sure that those opportunities are not on paper, but that they can actually become meaningful. And this is why we have the Secretary General of the Secretariat here. The AFCFTA Secretariat is here in Accra, and the Secretary General is participating in this summit, giving information to young people on what they can do to leverage this new market, but also picking up some of the experiences of the young people in terms of what stops them from going all the way. So that exchange is quite vital because it's still early days in the business, and we are coming in early because we don't want this to advance with bad habits. How can young people benefit from that is the question we're asking. You know, what, you know, we're doing studies around this, and we're turning these into policy decisions, policy frameworks that would allow this to happen.
How is the UNDP supporting the youth to take advantage of the African Continental Free Trade Area, or the AFCTA, and contribute to sustainable development?
So data is important. Not only identifying the challenges, but also the opportunities. And then we make that available to the young people. We're connecting the policymakers and the decision makers with the youth and sort of bridging that gap that you sometimes find and what needs to change. That's another way. I think also giving visibility to youth innovators, You know, during COVID-19, we saw a lot of innovation coming out of Africa, out of necessity, right? And UNDP published a magazine which we called Africa Innovates. 90% of the innovators that we featured were young people. And the idea is to put this on a global platform and open up opportunities for those young people to find investors.